before they come.
Myself, I am the Can Man.
Yes, he is the Can Man.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. Welcome to the Can Man Show. He is inside of every door. When you wake and when you sleep, the Can Man guy is awfully neat. Welcome to the Can Man Show.
Sugar is sweet and so am I. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. And how about that theme song? You know, I gotta say thank you again to Kevin Zerbe for adding the fantastic music behind Ryan Foisey, Elizabeth Carraway, and our pal Timmy's voices. So great work. Thank you again, Kevin. Great theme song. So joining me tonight, as almost always, because he was missing last week, is Kevin Clamato Compass. How's it going, Clamato?
Oh, it's going great.
Great?
Just back from my vacation.
How was your vacation?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good?
It's pretty busy.
Busy?
Feet are killing me.
I bet. Dogs are barking.
Yeah, my dogs are barking.
And then joining us tonight is a very special guest, because Timmy's out and Jamie's out. So we got Seth Walters back. How you doing, Seth?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Did you do anything fun?
I worked a lot and slept a lot.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Working and sleeping is always good. Always good. So, Kevin, you went to the Omaha Zoo like we did a couple weeks ago, so your experience was a little bit different than mine, but still fun.
Yeah, probably the main difference is I decided to go during the World Series, the College World Series.
Right.
Which, wow, that really screws up traffic, packs all the hotels, just a lot more people there than what you normally expect. So
it sounds pretty crazy. So, but the zoo, I mean, I gave it a 9 out of 10. What would you give it?
I give it a 10 out of 10. I thought it was the best zoo that, you know, I've been to. And, you
wow.
know, not that I've been to a lot of zoos
We went to Brookfield that time?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. How can you forget? We lost Grandma.
Yeah, we lost Grandma. Yep. So, not that Kale listens, but Kale would be the only person in the world that gets
that. It was one of the funniest things where we heard a family talking about how they lost their grandma.
Where's grandma?
So they kept on saying, "Where's grandma?
Where's grandma?
Where's grandma?"
So for how many years? 5 years or so. That's all we said to each other.
Whenever things got quiet, we go, "Where's grandma? Grandma? Where's grandma?"
So yeah, where's grandma? It's a fun story.
But the zoo. I mean that.
Did you go into the jungle building? Did you see all the
we actually
the rainforest and stuff?
The place was supposed to close at like 5 o'clock, and we were still there till 6. So
wow,
I don't know if they just kind of let people do their own thing because people are still walking in the place and going around. And I think they might have upped the hours just for all the
extra traffic.
Because of the World Series. But,
why not make that extra money? You know what I mean? Make that buck.
Well, the
feed those elephants.
Well, see, the problem is the zoo is like right across from the stadium.
Oh, so. It's right across. I mean, you could walk. Yeah. I mean, it's like the parking lots are connected.
So in the morning, what they did was the zoo let you come in early, but they would take the whole admission right at the beginning when you went into the when you went into the parking lot there. So you know they would get the whole $60 or whatever right there. So, but there were still people. They were paying that, and then I saw them walk straight over to...
$60 to park. So they buy their zoo admission.
Everybody...
They buy
their Jew admission.
Jeez.
I'm going to hell.
Racist.
I'm not a racist. Begah!
Yeah. I want to see your begah. Come on!
I'll show it to you.
Yeah. But no, you know, you see some group of like four guys, like, you know, throw down $60 and then they walk straight over to the World Series parking lot. So I was just, I never found out, but I was curious as to,
you know, I mean, I imagine you could make a day out of it because a full day of baseball, it's got to get kind of boring. I mean, even watching baseball, I mean, I can hardly watch baseball on TV, but to watch it in person, you know, it can be kind of painful, especially if the games are sucking.
Oh, the people that I saw, they were hardcore. I heard so many conversations about baseball, and, you know, they were talking about college baseball like it was Major League Baseball, and I had no idea the names they were talking about.
They're going to be big leaguers next year.
But I did manage to go a little gambling as well.
Oh, you did? You hit the casino there?
Yeah, hit the horseshoe there. And
yeah?
Yeah, didn't have any luck. I managed to sit beside somebody who was missing half of their arm, and they were just hitting the spin reels.
With their nub?
Button with their nub.
Nice.
and see, at first I thought the guy was just really lazy.
Looking for nub.
That's
Sorry,
terrible.
That is.
But no, I was just sitting there and kind of out of the corner of my eye, I was thinking, oh God, this guy is just freaking lazy. Look, he's just like sitting there hitting it with his elbow.
So now I've pissed off my Jewish friends and now my amputee
friends.
Now
I'm going after amputees, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Well, I've been told I sing like an amputee. Can't hold a note, can't carry a tune.
But
so I figured if I was going to go there, I might as well just go there. So I did.
Jeez. But I did think those push pins were pretty cool.
Yeah, and the Omaha push pins were for all the attractions. They put these giant things that look like lollipops, but they're push pins.
It just looks like a giant
blue thing.
Blue push pin was shoved into the ground in spots.
Yeah. It's a cool idea. I think they should do that in Cedar Rapids. Tim Boyle, if you're listening, check it out. It's a good idea.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I've drove through Omaha so many times going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Never even thought of that place as anything.
They got lots of cool stuff. I mean, everywhere you turn, it's one of those stupid push pins.
Yeah. They got a really nice botanical garden there.
Yeah.
One of the areas that was really cool was they did kind of a Seven Wonders of the World where they had these little mock-ups of the pyramids and the Eiffel Tower. And
Atlantis?
Atlantis? No.
No.
Didn't have Atlantis.
All right.
Did you see the big O's?
Big O's?
They have these...
The big O?
O sculptures.
Do you have to show them your O face to see the sculpture?
Well, we took pictures and with our O faces. I was down there to see Roger Waters in concert. And
wow.
Next to the...
He's still alive?
Oh, yeah. And he's rocking. It was amazing. But they've got these big letter O sculptures. I think there's an exclamation point afterward. But
nice.
We took our pictures by it, and I don't know if there's more than just the one, but...
Yeah, no, I missed that one.
Where's that?
I think it's right by the Quest Center. I think that's where the concert was.
Okay, I was nowhere near that.
Yeah, we stayed near the Quest Center when we went, and you guys stayed in the Bluffs, right?
Yeah, we stayed in Council Bluffs, so we drove about maybe 2 or 3 miles back over to Omaha.
Back over to Council Bluffs.
Zoo. Yeah, we stayed in Council Bluffs and then drove over to Omaha to do stuff.
Cool.
Because we didn't... the one thing I kind of wanted to see was the walking...
Bob the Bridge.
Bob the Bridge.
The big walking bridge.
That's what they call it.
Yeah, it's Bob the Bridge.
I don't know if I want to walk a
bridge
called
Bob. I got some awesome pictures of
it. It's a Bob up
dude,
and down.
Dude, it was... Well, it's a cable suspension bridge. It's not like when you cross the bridge in the rainforest room where you know, it's... But it sways pretty good if you're out there in the middle.
Which that bridge that you you had a picture on, there was a huge freaking line to just go onto that bridge.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
We went through like at the right time in that place in the jungle exhibit.
Well, the sweet spot was from 5 to 6 there, which I don't know if they're open or not or what the deal was, but
yeah. Did you get into the aquarium or did you go wall to wall people? Where you had to...
We had to stand in line to go through the tube.
Claustrophobia. Holy cow. If you're claustrophobic, you got to go early in the morning. You're going to be standing in line. Long lines.
Yeah. Screaming kids.
So You had a good time. You had a good weekend.
Oh, yeah. The fun part was when we were driving over to Omaha, and we're in a big, huge conversion van, which it felt like...
Well, Chine's family, Fuji, Chine, whatever you want to call him, his family's huge. Mm-hmm. So they always load
kind
up
of
in the
family van.
Yeah.
They all, I guess, you know, if they have vacations and they want to use it, they just kind of borrow it. And,
yeah.
You know, it's from the 80s, so it's a nice, big, huge van with... you know, I felt like I was in a recliner. The only thing missing was the lever on the side of the thing to, you know, put my feet up.
Sweet.
But anyway, about halfway there, it started raining, and you know, we had the air conditioning cranked up pretty high.
Right.
So, you know, whether my legs were just numb or you know, I didn't notice it at first, but I was getting my legs sprayed with water.
And you weren't peeing on yourself?
Nope. I got bladder control. Trust me, Chad. All of a sudden I realized that the vent down by my feet was spraying water. So
crazy.
I don't know. Never did figure out quite what was going on with it, but there must have been a hole in the vent system that allowed
damn
water to get in.
Damn vent holes.
There. Yeah. So we had to shut off the air conditioning for part of the trip. So got a little stuffy in there, but
yeah.
But.
Any major blow-ups? Anybody scream and yell or anything?
Oh, coming home, Katie was getting a little bit upset. So
yeah.
She just sat. You know, she rode too long, so she was just getting all upset.
I was the one who was screaming and hollering on the way to Omaha Zoo when we went. It was, you know, we'd worked a big, long day and then got in the car right after work. And
well, gee,
I was grumpy.
I think we got home like about 9 or 10 o'clock last night. Got up in the morning, and then I forgot that it was my my night to work late at work, so it's like, oh, crap, of all the frickin' days.
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
Oh, well. So I had a pretty fun weekend. I mean, it was busy.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I had a hot date. Mm-hmm. We went and saw Hangover, and that movie is flippin' hilarious. Dirty, offensive, but probably one of the funniest...
Kind.
One of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time is by the guy Todd Phillips, who directed Old School.
But, oh, jeez. There
it's,
you go.
But no, man. It's like a totally different film. There's some familiarity. Dude, it's been a long day.
Yeah.
But there's some familiar faces in that movie, like the guy who sings at the wedding, the one that throws in the curse words. Well, there's a scene in there with that. That guy in it. It's good to see him get some work. Yeah, he's singing.
Oh.
It's great. But you know, there's some familiar faces from Old School, but Old School, not Ode School.
Old school.
Man, it's been a long day.
Old school.
But I highly recommend seeing this movie and seeing it soon. This is honestly one of the side-splitting, hilarious, dirty, funny movies ever.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going to it. So
Zach Galifianakis, you made the movie for me, buddy. So I know you listen to the show.
I think
Zach.
What sold it for me was what I told you earlier is the one guy from The Office that's in it.
Yeah,
I don't know what his name is, but
Stu in the movie, he plays Stu.
But he just mentioned to the director or whatever that he had a
prosthetic
implant.
Tooth.
He had a prosthetic tooth, so they helped him remove it so he could. Do what he did for the show. I guess what he said is it never grew in after his baby tooth. So he hasn't had it since he was a child.
So they put this implant in there.
So they put the implant in. So when he mentioned the implant, they go, oh.
So he plays this dentist in the movie.
Oh, and he's a dentist?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
I'm not going to go in. I don't want to spoil the movie. So
almost
I'm not going
to. Seth there.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil it. But
okay.
it's pretty funny.
Okay. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's this... The Zach Galifianakis special, where he's talking about these characters he's developing, and my favorite one is this infant who grows facial hair, and he's always itching and going, "My beard hurts,"
because he does have kind of a baby face with
a
beard.
I was watching this show with a friend of mine and. He's doing his thing with the paper that he writes on, and he flips over the pages.
Uh-huh.
And one of them said that he was 22, and she was like, is he actually 22? I'm like, no, are you kidding me? Come on, we looked it up on IMDb. He's like 35, maybe.
Yeah, he's my age.
Even. Yeah,
he's my age.
But has he really done much?
He's done a lot of stand-up. He's known more for stand-up.
Out Cold.
Yeah,
here's an Out Cold.
Out Cold. What's with my L's? Out Cold.
Cold?
What's with my L's today?
You got a speech impediment.
Mike Tyson's in the movie.
Yes. Now
he really was good in the movie. I thought he did a great job. There's a time there he's kind of
sitting
there.
Was he in there more than a minute?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. More like five. But he didn't do a whole lot of talking, but when he did talk, it was funny. Mm. But it was kind of like he had a handler. He had like this other guy who was like his bodyguard / manager who did all the talking for him. Mm. You know, all the stuff that required real intense, I'm going to kick your butt kind of character. They did that. But when it was something that was just off the wall, Mike Tyson, what you'd expect Mike Tyson to say, he had those lines.
So whenever they needed the tiny voice.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
In the most appropriate spots. It was good. It's good. In all seriousness, if you don't go see one comedy this year, you have to go see that one.
Yeah.
It's that good.
Okay, so if you've seen Star Trek, then go see this.
Okay, speaking of Star Trek, today I was at Theater Cedar Rapids, and they're doing Star Trek Live. I'm just kidding. At Theater Cedar Rapids, and I was talking to Rob Merritt. He's the marketing guy. He's been on the show before, Rob. And he was showing me these videos. And one of the videos, somebody was telling me there's a comparison between Star Trek movie and Star Wars, the original.
God forbid.
But they compare them, and the stories are almost identical. So I'm going to, on the show notes, I'm going to find the video, and I'm going to post that video in the show notes. The other thing that they showed me was some genius went through and pulled these different Kirk and Spock videos and, you know, Brokeback Mountain. They made a Broke Trek. And it's just the way that it's edited, and they added some different music to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Kirk and Spock had this gay relationship. It is hilarious. It's
the things that people can do with editing.
I had a tear in my eye, not from laughing. It touched me. And according to Facebook, on that quiz you can take, I'm 65% gay.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it a lot in a weird way.
So I saw this clip on YouTube where they, you know, the Watchmen trailer with the Smashing Pumpkins song.
Yep.
They had all the audio from the trailer.
Okay.
And put scenes from WALL-E in it to make it look like it was an action thriller. And it was brilliant.
Cool. I'll have to find it.
One of the coolest things I've ever seen. It made WALL-E look like it was an R-rated movie.
Wow.
After I saw someone take Slap Chop commercial and make a music video out of it.
Let me show you my nuts.
Yeah. After seeing that, I'm convinced there's a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands.
A lot of time on their hands. So that was Friday night. And then I came home and Zoe wanted to camp out again. And we broke out the, we didn't camp out in the living room this time. We camped out in the garage. It was raining here. So we broke out the cot and the Chase Lounge. And the garage was nice and dry. And I went in there and I sat there and she was right asleep. And I'm sitting there staring into nothing thinking, you know, this garage would make a great place to put a video studio. You know, just a studio. You know, two camera shoot. So I have a feeling in the future, I don't know how near future, but I would like to make the Cam Man Show at least one episode a month or whatever, a video episode. What do you think about that?
A garage band.
It'd be a good
garage show.
Build a set in the garage. You know, why not? But I'd want to put some sort of insulation up just to keep it climate controlled. So I think that sometime in the future here, there will be a Cam Man Show video cast. And Elizabeth Caraway and Eric Panay, thank you so much for commenting on, if I mispronounce your last name, Panay, whatever. When I posted on Facebook, I posted this video of Elizabeth singing, and she was singing this song from Dreamgirls, and he was making some comment about how Elizabeth is so hot, why the hell don't we have a video podcast and have her on every time, and how I should be forced to drink Clamato for every time that she's not on. Well, it was a great quote
across the country.
Yeah, she just lives in New York City, but with video, you know, power of video podcasting, yeah, she could pre-record a segment, yeah, or something.
There's enough donations in the PayPal.
Yeah, hit the donations on the website. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Thank you to our sponsor, Steve Red Dog Hoskins, for sponsoring the show. If you would like to sponsor the podcast, shoot me an email. If you would like to advertise in the podcast, shoot me an email, thecanmanshow@gmail.com. I'm just getting this out of the way now instead of the end of the show. If we did a video podcast, Elizabeth said that we could get the Can Man Show dancers, because she is a choreographer as well. And so I'm thinking, Can Man Show dancers. So apparently now in my mind, the set's going to have a couple brass poles. So
Jesus. You can buy them at Spencer's. So,
you can buy the poles at Spencer's?
Yeah.
Wow. Stripper poles in the Can Man Show set.
See, so the thing is, have to get you like a pimp cane and a,
hell
and
yeah,
a chalice.
Pimp glass.
I just need the pimp
floppy
pimp cane.
Felt hat. And...
yeah. And a smoking jacket. Mm-hmm. And I'll be saying, you know what I'm saying all the time?
You know what I'm saying?
So
keep your pimp hands scrolling.
So keep listening to the Can Man Show to hear when the video podcast will be beginning. And in the meantime, enjoy what you're listening to, because
we're
going to
get you a pimp outfit if that's
I'll pimp out. Mm-hmm. I'll pimp out. Or I'll go in drag.
We'll have to get you a shoes that
I'd
have the goldfish in the bottom
drag.
Of them.
I would totally go in drag.
Did you see me in drag?
Yeah, I did.
You'd have
that
to shave your mustache.
Oh, no. I keep it. When I worked at Yonkers, years ago, there's a department store up here called Yonkers. They were owned by Saks for a while. Carson Perry Scott, for the people, I don't know, it's all the same family, at least they used to be. But I was a manager there, managed the men's and the kids and the intimate apparel for a little bit.
Intimate apparel?
Yeah, maternity.
Who's intimate apparel?
Women's?
Women's.
How long ago did you work there?
So you worked in bras?
Yeah.
So you help people with bras and stuff?
No. I just wrote the schedule, and the girls sold the bras.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
You didn't have to make any supervisory decisions on intimate apparel.
Only when there was perverts going in there, and that's a whole nother.
Perverts?
Dude, we
never
caught,
heard of this.
One time we caught a guy whacking it in one of the clothing racks.
Oh my
in
God.
The laundry room. Yeah.
In the clothing rack?
So did you grab
rack.
Him?
Well... well, the girl called me. There was a girl working. Dude, this is a long story, but there was a girl in the
got to do. We're doing there, a show okay. for Christ's sake.
Yeah. All right. So there's this girl in the department, okay? And she was working behind the counter, and she was, you know, sorting in things. And she noticed this guy standing in behind one of the racks, and, you know, thought he was just looking at something. But then he was looking a little bit too intently. And then his eyes were kind of starting to cross, kind of getting the.
God.
I think I'm turning Japanese. I think I turned him Japanese.
Did she hear anything?
I think so. Face. What's that?
Did she hear anything or just.
I got paged, and we got myself. I thinking it was like
so
a loss prevention. It was
so
a 911
page. What kind of a
page
is that?
It's like, get the hell over here, page. So she's
is
like,
that someone stealing something, page.
Kind of.
The...
kind of. It was someone's being doing something naughty in the in the naughty clothing department.
Yeah. What kind of a code would that be?
Cold. I don't know.
Actually,
code
I got caught shoplifting from Yonkers when I was in high school. I think I was 16.
Was it at Lyndale or Westdale?
Lyndale.
Oh, okay.
You worked at Westdale?
Yeah, I worked at Westdale.
Oh, okay.
So you're never allowed to go into Yonkers ever again, Seth?
Apparently, but I still can. I don't anyways. Yeah. I don't like the store very
it's
much.
It's not like you walk in there and all of a sudden, whoop!
Yeah.
Whoop!
Yeah.
Seth, exit the
what's
store.
Really embarrassing is that it was an electric toothbrush. It wasn't anything good.
Yeah. It sucks, man.
I wanted to stick it to him because I hated Yonkers so much. I was delivering papers.
Yeah.
And at least twice a week they had these huge, like, 50-page ads with slippery paper that fell out of the paper every time. It's a pain in the butt for me to deliver those things. It added weight to the papers, and
yeah.
I was just like, I wish there was something I could do to...
stick it to the man?
Stick it to him. And I did. I egged them before.
Jesus Christ.
In my
you were
rebel 10? High school years. No, I was 15.
All right, 15.
Yeah, and I got caught shoplifting there. I was there at the mall with my brothers.
Yeah. And, you know, you kind of do look a little bit like a Motley Crue, you know?
Yeah.
You've got the long blonde hair.
I had short hair back then.
Yeah, but still. But, yeah.
Yeah, the guy followed me all the way to the food court before he grabbed me.
He nabbed you in the food court?
Mm-hmm.
Why, did you pull out the toothbrush?
No, he saw me take it, apparently.
Yeah.
And I walked out. I was going to take it to my car because I wasn't going to walk around with it under my arm the whole time.
Yeah.
I had to get my brothers. And I was going to take it out to my car, and the guy nabbed me before I could. He nabbed me right in front of a security guard.
At the mall?
Yeah.
So, wow.
He's like, it's under your arm. I'm like, I was frozen.
What I remember is, no, your damn business, pig.
You know? So the guy, he finally got me to show him what I had. And so they escorted me back to Yonkers all the way through the mall.
Yeah.
Through those two huge hallways.
Yeah.
And he was holding my arm the whole time.
Was that back before they remodeled the mall?
No, no.
Oh.
This is how
I forgot you're like 12 years old now.
So the guy's holding my arm the whole way there, and I'm like, dude, you don't have to hold me. Like, I'm not going to run away.
Yeah, so. But, you know, those loss prevention guys have an awful lot of guys run away. So, I mean, once they got you, they got you.
So, yeah. Apparently, I'm banned from Yonkers for life.
Mm.
But it's not like.
Yeah, it's not like, it's not like
they got my photo on file.
It's not like they got a Polaroid of you at all. Yeah.
They did take
registers.
Digital photos.
Oh, it was
me.
Digital photos? Wow.
Yeah, well, they were the huge, like, Sony ones that you stuck
a
floppy drive
right.
into them.
Yeah, my in-laws bought one of those.
Yeah, they probably don't even have a computer that'll take a floppy drive, so you're okay.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. So, that's the life of an artist. You start out sticking it to the man.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grow up to be a big photographer. So,
yeah.
Seth Walters, photographer. So, I understand you have an art show.
I do. It's this Thursday, the 18th.
The 18th of June,
mm-hmm.
2009.
At the Guaranty Bank on Beaver Ave. It's right across from Beaver Park.
Beaver Park, yep.
From 5:30 to 7:30.
And
might
there's,
go later.
There's
going to
be
baklava. Oh, yes. Brian Anderson is making baklava. It's absolutely delicious.
I can't wait to try it.
I don't know what else I'll have there, but...
Free food.
I know there'll be baklava.
So does it cost? It doesn't cost anything to get
in? It's free.
It's in the bank lobby?
Mm-hmm.
Where they have like a...
On the right side after you enter is all the banking stuff. And then
mm-hmm.
on the left side is just like a lounge. There's couches and a fireplace. And it's really...
Wow.
It's a... really nice bank. It's real laid back. Like within the first two, because I before I moved to my new place, I went to the Guaranty Bank in Marion,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a little dark in there. And,
yeah.
But in this new one, it's nice and bright. All the employees knew my name with like the third visit.
Wow.
And I feel so bad because like I don't even know their names.
Yeah.
And I'm in there like at least once a week. But, yeah.
Cash in your paycheck. Most people get paid weekly, bi-weekly, whatever.
I get paid whenever the hell I get paid, so.
Yeah, you're an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're a photographer, obviously, and not only do you get to see wonderful landscapes and stuff, but there's a half-naked picture of me on display, too, isn't there?
There's quite a few half-naked people of a few people in there.
Sweet. I can't wait to check it out. But is the big saran wrap one in there, or which one did you use?
Oh, I don't actually have a whole lot of portraits on display.
Ah.
It's mostly landscapes and
have him show you his book.
Yeah, the book will be there.
Yeah.
That's why I got it, because I wanted to show people more of my people pictures.
Right.
Like the theater and portraits and live bands. Because, you know... My panoramas and landscapes are
mm-hmm.
too big to put in a book.
Right.
And they're best seen large. And they're large at the bank. So.
Sweet.
I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm looking forward to checking it out. I mean, I've seen your work before, but never large.
Mm-hmm.
It's all large. There's nothing large about you.
Like what's the biggest one that you have? Like
30 feet by 12.
No, there's the biggest one is, excuse me, 24 inches by 47 inches. So it's
a big panoramic
size. Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
It's a nice living room size, too. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to my friend Zach Labs, I got these printed for free.
Wow.
Saved me about $500 printing those things.
All right, Zoe's in here with us, by the way, and she just said, wow. That was worth it to have you in here.
Color commentary.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so make sure you go check out Seth's exhibit.
How long does that run?
It'll be up until July 18th.
Very cool. So through the
you can go see
for
it.
A whole month.
Mm-hmm. It's up right now. You can go see it before Thursday.
But Thursday is the free food.
Yes. Yes, and so you get to meet
Seth Walters. Have him sign your nipples. He'll do it.
And all the landscape work is for sale. The portraits aren't.
Right.
But my book will be there. I got some postcards.
That postcard you gave me, that's the Marion, the street in Marion.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of your prints that's
yep.
on display?
Yep, that's there.
What's the going price for that one?
Oh gosh, I think I put it at $300.
Wow, it's a very beautiful picture, man. If I had $300, I'd lay it down right now. Seriously.
I don't know.
Installment.
That's the framed price.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
we'll discuss. We'll yes. discuss after the show. I'm sure there's a Can Man discount.
Bartering.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sex for pictures. This isn't Craigslist.
Which percent of you would be bartering? The 65%?
The 65%.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't go say that extra 30%.
I never said sex with him. I just said sex.
Well, I see your daughter just left.
Yeah, it's because I said sex.
and parents don't have sex.
No, parents don't have sex. Now, you today brought with you, Seth, some beer.
I did.
This is Budweiser American Ale. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
We've been, you know, we talked a little bit about beer last couple shows and kind of missed it, you know, this week. And it's got a good smell. It's got a good flavor. It's good.
Yeah, it's pretty new. I think it only came out a few months ago, but it's heavier. It's not heavy, but it's darker than regular Budweiser.
Yeah, it's more like a.
It's got a like lager taste to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, it's an ale, so it's good. It's kind of ale-y.
It's not as thick and tough as Boston Lager.
Right.
It's pretty good.
I like it better than Sam Adams. I'll tell you that.
I think the American company is trying to make it so you can drink a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's got to be so light, you know, to
drink. So they make more money? This isn't that light. It's got a nice flavor to it, so.
It's light, but it has drinkability.
It has drinkability. Drinkability. With its pimp hand. I don't know why I said that. It just felt like a good thing. So then, so that Friday night, you know, we did the movie and then camped out and then Saturday, we went to a graduation party, so congratulations, Olivia, on graduating. And then Saturday night, we went to Ryan Schoenhardt's house and Lori Schoenhardt's house and the little fire pit action. Just not the same without you.
I missed that.
It was a lot of fun. Butters was there. Cool. Humphrey was there. It was good. It was good.
I thought Butters was going to be here to try out some of my candy.
No, Butters, I got to call him because he's got a segment that we're going to be doing called... Brian Butters Bodensteiner Chubby Chaser.
What?
So if I can get him to call him, if I call him and can record it, we'll get the Chubby Chaser on this episode.
What kind of a Chubby Chaser is he?
He chases chubbies. That's all I'm gonna say.
Is he a chub himself?
No. Butters is a real skinny dude, but he digs the chubbies and he chases them.
Well, I heard he was going to join eHarmony on his Facebook page.
I think he's kidding.
Really?
I don't know. But
I might just join eHarmony to mess with him. If that's
so
he doesn't listen to this, right?
He listens.
Damn it. damn it.
Hi, Brian. But if we do get this recorded, I'm going to play it right.
I dig Walmart dudes.
Right now.
Butters, the chubby chaser, he's Butters. The chubby chaser, he likes him big, he likes him round. He's Butters, the chubby chaser.
Butters like his girls big.
Well, I'm going to check in here with Butters, who's live on location. Where are you, Butters, chubby chaser?
I'm actually hanging out in front of McDonald's tonight. they just the trans fat content, so I'm hoping for the best.
Sweet, sweet. So you had any prospects so far yet?
There's three was supersized, but we'll see where it goes from there.
So, you know, this being the first Chubby Chaser check-in, what would you, what's really got you turned on to these chubbies there?
You know, I think I should probably put a disclaimer on there. It's not just chubbies. I'll sleep with anything. I mean anything.
All right, Butters. So, McDonald's...
I'll cast the net out and see what I get.
Casting the net out. So, is there a particular McDonald's that you have better luck at here in town?
I'm just scoping them all out. Oh, you know, KFC went away from the fried food, so that's out.
Yeah.
They have the unfried chicken now, so.
Yeah.
No McDonald's in particular, I guess. I'm just looking for whatever car in the parking lot has bad shocks on it.
So you're looking for a car with the bad shocks and a driver with low self-esteem?
That's right.
Awesome, awesome. Well, do you have any idea where you're going to be next week?
Not yet. I'm thinking definitely like Subway's out probably.
Yeah, Subway's
maybe
probably
like
out.
Chick-fil-A, maybe hit the malls.
But you know, with Subway, you know, there's the reverse psychology. You know, a lot of people are going to Subway because Jared, you know, he lost all that weight.
That's true. They might be looking there. But I think there's actually a Liam Bryan by Chick-fil-A. I think I might hit that up.
Sit at Chick-fil-A and watch the Lane Bryant chicks?
Yep. Just watch them head on over.
Do you have any opening lines? Hey, that seem to be working for you?
Ooh, you dumped french fry.
Oh, my God. All right, dude. Well, thanks for checking in, Brian. Brian Bodensteiner, Chubby Chaser.
At large.
Butters like his girls big.
Anyway, so while you were in Omaha, you also... Oh, wait. Wait, going back to the weekend. Sunday?
Yeah.
Went to another graduation party for Emily. She's our babysitter, Emily Woodhouse.
So what's that mean for you?
We went to her graduation party. She babysits for the kids, too. But congratulations, Emily, for graduating. Mm-hmm. She's only like 17 years old.
I was only 17 when I graduated.
Yeah, yeah.
Or is she an early bloomer?
She was a sophomore when she was 15. So, weird.
Okay. Yeah.
So
good counting,
yeah.
Math skills, awesome.
Stick it up your butt. Speaking of math skills,
is that the 65% of the 35%? Never mind.
You want me to come over there and kiss you or something?
That's the 35% of you talking, not the 65%.
So anyway, so this weekend, Friday, my wife and I have been married 16 years. 16, and. Wow, it's been pretty good so far. You had mentioned long years. They've really gone by pretty fast. Long, hard. No.
Years.
No.
Sweaty.
Sweaty. Sticky.
Years. Ew.
No, not really.
Three kids later.
Yeah, that's all it takes. Three times. Three times. Three kids. So, yeah. Anyway, it was. It's been fun. And
so
what's celebrating.
16? What's 16? Like, 16. What is that exactly? Is that
it's sweet?
Huh?
It's sweet.
Sweet.
No.
Oh,
what I mean is,
like, you give them like a piece of stick, or
do they get wood?
I think you give.
She get wood.
Well,
I'm sorry. I was literally
there are a couple times a year when I do get to give her wood, and it's usually holidays and anniversaries. Birthdays too.
With a timetable.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Deadlines to meet.
Do I need to Google this right now? I'll tell you what. I think 16 is candy.
16 is candy?
16 is candy.
Oh, look at it. I want you to look it up.
All right, fine. I'll look it up.
Can I just make stuff up?
Yeah, let's make stuff up. What do you
cardboard?
Think? Okay, let's take bets. What do you think it is?
It's got to be a cheap metal. No.
Aluminium.
It would even be a cheap metal.
Yeah, could be.
Would it be What would it be?
Nothing. There's nothing you give for the... Wait. For the 16th. It's the first one you skip. What? 15th is Crystal. 20th is China. 16th is the first one you
You're
don't get crap.
At the wrong You're looking at the wrong website.
So this is the good one here. Though.
You're looking at the New Age one.
You're home free.
Yeah.
First through 100. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
16.
First, second, third. 11th through 20th, right? 16. What the heck is hollowware? Silver hollowware.
Okay, I think you're at the wrong website.
I am looking at the right website. About.com.
How about the... No, that wouldn't be right. Try again.
Okay, anniversary gifts. This is great, great audio.
Yeah. Well, you can trim it.
This is naked people.
What? 16th anniversary ball gag? What?
That's it, exactly.
Yeah.
This is just actual gifts. No.
Gimp mask? What? No.
It says hollowware. What is hollowware?
Now I'm freaking interested.
Silver. Is it? Okay. Silver hollowware.
Silver. No, that silver is 25. You're looking at the wrong
list. Is it like a hollow silver sculpture?
Why are
Skull.
You, why is the
I
picture,
think it's candy.
Why is the picture's got breasts on it?
Just say candy because
what
it's
a female. My pictures are female.
What are you looking at? See, Chrome is great because it shows what you're surfing earlier,
yeah.
Which was breastuses.
my
it looked like one of those demotivational posters.
Christina loves Chrome. She likes Chrome.
She loves Chrome?
She loves Chrome.
Shiny,
she wishes Chrome.
Shiny.
She wishes Chrome would be able to be installed in her work computer because Internet Explorer sucks.
You know, if you had Mac, Safari is pretty sweet.
Yeah, but on a PC, Safari sucks.
Do they make Safari for PC? Really?
Yeah,
they do. I got Safari.
Really?
Yeah, it
sucks. I didn't know that.
Yes,
It sucks and it blows at the same time.
Oh, Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Still using Firefox, really.
So you got some candy.
So,
that's what I was trying to segue. I'm trying to segue into your candy.
Trying to segue into
so
candy, and you're talking about blowing
candy.
Stuff. And
when we went to Omaha, we stopped at this candy store called Hollywood Candies.
Is it a good thing I brought a chaser?
Actually, I got some candy here. Here's one I think you need.
Okay.
Hands off.
Off.
What is that?
Read it. You'll have to post those pictures.
Oh,
on
my
internet.
God.
I need to
it
see
is hands-off anti-masturbatory gum. Instant relief lasting up to 6 hours.
And does then it you keep can you flaccid?
Hang on.
Would that
I'm
going to
read it. It says
hands-off
anti-masturbatory gum. You know nature's urges can arise at the most inappropriate times. That's where hands-off anti-masturbatory gum comes in handy. When you've got the fire down below and you must say no, chew hands-off instead. Two hands-off chews offer 4 to 6 hours relief. You may chew up to 120 pieces daily as needed. That is freaking awesome.
Didn't they have a skit about something like that on SNL?
Okay, so this other one.
I don't know how that goes with the hands-off gum, but that's I love my penis gum.
I love my penis. 8 artificially flavored chewing gums. That's the 35%.
Now, this one I would like to give to, who's the Hello Kitty goddess?
That would be Jenny.
Jenny.
Okay.
Jenny, goodbye kitty flavored gum. It's got a picture of a cat in a blender.
What? And then the bag picture?
It's got an elephant pooping on a cat.
Goodbye, kitty.
Goodbye, kitty.
Yeah. You'll have to put those up so people can see those.
I'll scan those right in.
Okay.
Here we go.
But the gum I really think you need to stick with that, huh?
Yeah. Hands off.
Well, anyway, no, I went to...
Hang on one sec.
Oh.
Zoe, will you go get a mixing bowl from underneath the sink?
And some water.
And some water. A couple bottles of water. We're going to need it, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Go get some a bowl and some water.
She looks like...
She's looking like,
she
what?
She looks like, oh my God, they're going to kill themselves and make Kool-Aid.
So Zoe's our assistant tonight.
Huh?
Zoe's our assistant tonight.
Yep, that's awesome.
So you got some stuff. Now, are you going to tell me what it is we're going to eat, or are you going to make me eat it first?
I want to know if this actually works, because this is a good product here.
The hands-off?
I mean, does it keep you flaccid, or what's the deal?
I think it just makes you want to keep your hands off your dong. Off your junk.
I don't want to know what that does, but there was this skit on SNL or something that had this product that made it is like the opposite of Viagra.
Nice.
So in those situations where
you can't stand up. You don't want an inappropriate erection.
Yeah.
Nice.
You need hot water in there?
No. We just need a mixing bowl and three bottles of water.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah. So did you get some like nasty Japanese candy, like squid flavored stuff?
Well, mainly Hollywood Candy is like a nostalgia candy place,
right?
But they did have some oddball things.
Okay.
That I grabbed onto. See,
well, obviously.
See, my first idea.
But not after you had the hands off.
Oh God. Actually, what's funny is I got that from Tracy, Tracy Van Wheelen.
She gave those to you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a bottle of water for me.
Okay. Water, great.
Water's good. How about a mixing bowl?
Because a couple of these, you the taste kind of stays in your mouth.
So you tried these?
Not all of them, but the ones that were important.
All right. Important.
But anyway, my whole idea originally was to order some candy from some northern...
Okay.
I made it.
All right. She handed
me
this
eat that
ball
instead,
of...
I guess. I don't know.
Bread, I think.
Bread. Maybe that'll counteract the
But it's
others.
It's all... It's
she made
squish.
It.
It's mushed up.
Yeah.
It's balls of bread. Awesome.
That's there awesome.
We go. That's the bowl that we used
Give that
when,
to Kevin.
That's what we used for the beer when we decided to cough the beer back up.
Yeah, the Clamato.
Yeah. Anyway, the whole idea was, close the door, would you?
Yeah, door needs to be closed.
The whole idea was, I was actually gonna order some candy from Europe, because you know I heard about some interesting candies abroad, and
I like broad candy.
Yep, abroad, and one of the candies that I didn't get, but it's called like Puck or something like that, where it actually comes in like this little. Plastic puck,
yeah,
and you put it on your tongue. It's like a dust,
yeah,
but it's like kind of a weird chemical that it like tingles on your tongue. Well, some kids use a little too much of it, and they like totally burn their taste buds off, and they have no sense of taste for a while.
Nice.
I think your taste buds grow back, right?
I think so.
I hope so. Anyway, I didn't get anything that nasty.
Yeah,
I didn't get anything that nasty because the shipping from Europe is just it's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. So I decided not to do that. So I got four different candies.
Okay.
Some are. This one shouldn't be too bad. But this one I actually have to open.
Oh, dear God.
You didn't see this when you were at the Hollywood video?
I didn't think it
Hollywood
really
candy?
Was. Is it really made of bacon?
Well, you know, everybody loves bacon. Bacon makes stuff better. So
right. Uncle Wanker's savory mince. Bacon mints. Oh my God. Okay, it contains dextrose, corn syrup, bacon and mint flavors.
Bacon and mint flavors?
That's what it says.
Oh boy.
But
oh my God. Oh, this is.
Are they chews or lozenges?
No, they're just here, lady mints. Bitty. They look like
I'll take a couple.
Well,
they kind of look like Altoids. They're kind of like
a little
Altoid box.
I'm going to get addicted to this bacon. There's nothing. You can't screw up bacon.
You'll be sitting here popping bacon bits.
Are we doing two?
Yeah, I'm doing two.
Do like a couple.
Two hits of bacon.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. It smells like bacon.
It does.
All right.
Oh, my God. Are we going to chew them?
I'm digging in.
It tastes like I'm sucking on bacon.
Bacon with a mint. A menthol bacon.
Yeah.
It's an Altoid bacon.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I feel like I'm in Willy Wonka's factory.
You know what?
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
you know what? You could. What if one day you made bacon? You cook some bacon up in the pan.
Okay, don't bite it.
Would you like the bucket to?
Yeah, bite? This just isn't natural. I'm sorry.
Well, it's kind of sweet, kind of candy like.
Yeah.
But
yeah, candy and bacon do not mix.
It's like bacon with syrup. If you mix bacon,
yeah, it's like your plate with like your you got pancakes on there with syrup. You mix that stuff, you get a little sweet, little and salt.
That was the
That's
tame
exactly
one.
Exactly what it's like.
Yeah,
that was the tame one.
Now you heard that they make a bacon with chocolate, right?
What?
Seriously?
Wow.
So
like
a little sweet.
Bacon?
Yeah, online they have a bacon bar.
Well, I know bacon is like the new bacon.
Bacon?
Bacon is the hot thing right now. You get like bacon scarves.
Well, you know what I think is funny is someone was talking about they cooked bacon.
Yeah.
And then they took bacon salt and they put bacon salt on the bacon and then they ate the bacon and then they could follow up with one of these mints.
Oh, I can't.
I think the universe would just fold in on itself at that
yeah,
point. But,
yeah.
But.
Bacon mints. That's a...
God, you know, first it's like, yeah, that's kind of minty. And then it's like, no, that's bacon. It's in my teeth. Ugh.
No, that's not for me.
I'm going to get some water.
Yeah. Water. I feel myself.
So would you like a bacon
healing.
Mint? Seriously.
Do you like
Come
bacon?
Come on, Zoe.
No.
Have a bacon mint.
Zoe, you got to try this. They're awesome.
See?
Try one. They're mints. Try a mint.
Strangers
oh, she's
have
all,
the best candy.
All.
Come on.
Yeah, candy from strangers. Yeah, get the candy from the strange
yeah,
guy.
She's like cowering
Take the candy.
Away.
Take the candy from the shoplifter, will you? All right.
No candy? Okay.
She's going to pass on that one.
I'll unleash these on my coworkers later on.
Well, we'll have to hit my wife up with one of those.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Surprised we didn't get her in here. Okay. This one, I have no idea. I'll let you talk about that one.
All right, this one is... Oh, no. Uh-uh, I'm not...
Now, my question is you know about candy like garbage pail kids and disgusting stuff like, you know, they say, oh, this is garbage or whatever, and then you open it up, and it's just bright candy, and it looks funny. This one... Tell the fine folks on the...
It is... Chum Bucket. Chum-flavored candy. Oh, my. So it's flavored like chum. And it's got, like, a picture of a dead fish on the top.
I had to explain to somebody what chum was.
You know when you go fishing for sharks? You go fishing
oh,
for
yeah,
sharks,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like the fish guts.
Chum the waters. There you go.
Oh, good Lord. What's with my keys, Seth?
Here.
It's got that little X-Acto on there. My keys are like the MacGyver keys. It's got the X-Acto. It's got the two beer openers. I'm set. Mm. And a little piece of circuit board because you never know when you need a piece of circuit board.
I just got a mirror and a tape measure.
Oh my God.
What's it smell like? Smell like candy?
I'm not sure. There's really no smell. After the bacon, you can't really smell it.
Well, that's why you need to take a drink of water or something.
I did take a drink of water. We need coffee beans in here.
It has no... You know what? That kind of looks like the bacon, but it's green.
Maybe it's moldy bacon.
Chum-flavored candy.
What's are the ingredients on it?
I didn't see ingredients. They're probably on the very bottom. Hook Seth up here real quick, and then we can read the ingredients. You read the ingredients, Seth. They're on the very bottom, okay. But make sure you close the lid first, because you pull it to something I would do.
Dextrose, corn syrup, malodextrin, magnesium, or no.
There's no smell.
I'm going to rip this off here.
Does it say?
Looks like
chum.
Yeah, magnesium, citrate, exoflame.
Does it say anything
potassium.
About fish?
Artificial seafood flavor.
Oh my God! It does.
Oh. All right.
Wait, you got some?
I hate seafood.
Zoe, you want some?
I was just gonna say after the bacon, what if they had tuna flavored mints and
All right, I'm going for it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Nothing.
No.
Oh no!
It's there. It comes.
It's there.
Oh, I'm done.
You're kind of waiting for it to. I haven't got me yet.
Oh my god! The gag reflex.
Did you actually chew it?
I'm not chewing it.
I'm chewing.
Oh.
For me.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't do it for me. There isn't enough of the flavor in it.
No.
I can actually chew these and swallow them.
Yeah.
I don't think I could the bacon.
I think that's kind of...
Yeah.
I guess you're chewing those down like Altoids. No.
No.
No, that doesn't do it. It's actually pretty good, Zoe. Why don't you try some?
Chum bucket. What's next?
Okay. The aftertaste is pretty bad, though.
Wonderful.
We'll give the chum bucket to Zoe here. No?
You can...
It's free candy!
Yeah, free candy.
Give it to your friends.
How many strangers are for your free candy,
yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let Seth do this one.
Wasabi gumballs.
No.
Wasabi's good. Or no.
You know all I know is hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes.
You know what the funny thing is like the half the people I tell...
Because I'm all about value.
Half the people I would tell about wasabi gumballs, they go, oh my god. The other people would be, oh, that sounds awesome.
They look appetizing. They kind of look like green apples.
All right.
Green. Nice and pretty.
I'll take one.
They're fake. Seriously. They're fake. Just try it. Chew it.
They're fake.
Mm-hmm.
Wasabi gumballs. Does it contain wasabi?
That's what it says.
Take two. Don't be a wuss.
I am a wuss.
It's got a nice picture of some Japanese guy. Wasabi!
Wasabi!
Wasabi! You take wasabi. You take wasabi now.
All right. I'll wait till you pop one in your mouth there.
I'll take two.
All right. I got two.
Big wussy.
I got two.
All right.
How
about you, Zoe? Want some free gum?
It's gum.
Gum. It's awesome. It's tasty.
It's gum.
Offer it before we try it.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Keep going. No, come on.
It tastes like wasabi. It's really spicy too.
Yeah. I don't like wasabi.
Not even wasabi.
No, this tastes more like seafood than my other stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's hot.
Oh, come on. You had to basically barf it.
I don't want to barf in front of us. That's gonna send us all going.
No.
Oh, barf-a-rama.
Okay, I've had enough. Give me that.
Oh my god. Oh.
Here, you take that.
Mm-mm.
I need some water. Oh boy.
I didn't actually think I was going to puke, but damn.
I'm glad I can't see that before.
Wow. Okay, so Clamato or wasabi gumballs?
Oh, God.
You know, just hearing your reactions on that stuff, I'm staying far away from it.
Clamato?
Yeah.
God, you should try it just once. Just once.
Yeah, you should. Just once. Never again with the wasabi gumballs. Do you have any more?
I got one more.
Oh, God. Is it you finishing with something that's good?
Yeah, of course, Chad.
Is this chocolate?
You got to get that taste out of your mouth, right?
Yeah. Why do I have a feeling it's going to be like mealworms or something?
Now, this one, this was funny. The lady, when I was asking her about it.
Yeah.
If she had it. And she goes, yeah, we do. And she took me back. She gave me one of them, tasted it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. That's it. And she thought that was the end of it, so she just started walking back. I said, no, I want some. She's like, really? Like, yeah. She's like, I rarely have people actually want to buy this. But
oh, good Lord.
But there are certain people from certain countries that this is awesome.
Is this chocolate-covered ants or crickets?
This is a good one. Come on. Take one.
What is it?
There you go. Big one. It's black licorice.
Oh, it's one of those?
I hate black licorice.
Want black licorice? No? Okay.
These are like big and like the Netherlands or something.
DZ, yeah.
DZ.
Yep. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
All ready.
You are an a-hole.
Good lord.
That's freaking battery acid.
I'm actually,
I would rather drink a whole freaking can of Clamato, you dick.
You know what? I'm actually going to finish this one.
Oh, God.
I guess I'm getting used to it or something.
God. What the hell is that?
That is double salt double salt black licorice.
Oh, my God.
This is like popular in some European countries.
Some European countries need to be nuked. Wiped off the map. Oh.
Wow.
That initial hit of salt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's like poison.
But then you get to the licorice and it's not quite bad. But you got to get through that initial salt.
Dude, that's like battery acid.
Which way is the lady's like, well, how much do you want? Well, I said, well, a little bag. I mean, I just don't want... She's like, yeah, most of the people, they just
get it.
What are you going
to do with the rest of those? Pawn them off on your...
Stick them on the...
Yes, exactly. How about we get your wife... would you like to give some to your boy?
Oh, yeah.
His friends?
Oh, yeah.
You don't like some of his friends?
These are delicious.
Oh, yeah. We'll find a use for those. Oh, my God.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
And you're just still chewing on it.
I'm done, man.
Ugh. Oh.
I finished that. I can't do the wasabi gumballs. That just doesn't... That doesn't
oh, sure you could do those.
I didn't even give that a chance to get hit my gag reflex.
Okay. Well, what do you think your wife will do?
Slap me.
Okay.
Happy 16.
Yeah. These are sweet just like you. Yeah. Yeah, that salt. I mean, like, what? Why the hell would you put...
It didn't taste like salt. It tasted like pure evil.
Yes.
And pure evil's kind of salty.
I guess, apparently. Oh, my goodness.
Like Satan made a candy out of his poo.
It would be black licorice with salt.
And put salt on it.
Nice.
That's what it is.
It's like eating, like, a whole handful of salt. That's what it tastes like. Well, is that good? You like that?
That was a fun segment, Kevin. I had fun. I like
piece?
The beers better.
You want some bacon?
No.
You want a palate cleanser of bacon?
No. Mm-hmm. I'll go fry some bacon.
Let's try the...
Yeah.
Yeah, you could take some hands
off. That's gotta be better. Some of these.
Let's try some... that does counteract the hands-off, doesn't it? I love my penis and then hands-off gum.
Just rub that on your hands. I think that would do just as well.
It melts your dong right off.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to feed that to your wife.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 39 of The Can Man Show. Wow. Can you believe that? 39 episodes. Well, technically, it's like episode 43.
So what kind of anniversary would 49 be? Huh?
Well, I don't know. I would imagine, you know, a cane and a walker. Or, you know, a comfortable chair, because we're lucky to still be alive.
Sensible shoes.
Yep, sensible shoes. But anyway... Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. We really love you, and I love you. And Kevin is going to give you some sort of rotten candy, because he hates you. But thank you for listening, and join us next week for episode 40. We have all sorts of surprises. I believe we'll have an interview with Heidi from the Linn County Fair next week. And then Zoe's going to go, yeah, 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 into the microphone. And then, let's see, what else?
I need something more than water to get the taste out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, goodness. Thank you again for listening. Have a great week. We'll be right back.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man, don't you know? Download it on iTunes, that'd be sweet. We need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock!
I've always wanted to do that.